Today's daf is daf Ayin Gimel. We're in Masechet Bava Basra, and we're starting a new perek, famous perek that contains all of the Ma'amorim of Rabba Bar Chana, Perek Mocheret HaSvina. And essentially, we're continuing, the Mishnah is continuing from the previous Mishnah and the previous perek, which discusses the sale of things that are essentially real estate oriented. Now we're moving on to the sale of things which may be real estate in terms of the Kinyan, but are in fact movable. We're going to start here discussing a boat. The Gemara is going to continue with Ma'amorim of Rabba, which is really, in this case, Rabba Bar Chana, with which we ended the previous perek of the quote of Rabba Bar Chana of Reish Lakish. So, funked under Helike Perek. Hamocheret HaSvina. Getting on now, we've been talking about selling all kinds of interesting things, but we never got to selling something that moves. Sort of, it's real estate, but movable real estate. So if you sell a Svina, included in the sale, and there's differences here between other real estate and this case. Your Mochar, also the Toren, which we'll see is the mast, and the Nes, which is the sails, the Ogen, which is the anchor, Vetkola Maniginota, whatever the drives are, so if it's a steam engine, or if it's an oar, or whatever is driving it. The Sid Mishnah is referring to oars, even though boats were often pulled in those days, pulled along. But does not include, however, the engines of the engines, which are the slaves. You know, they're very good for pushing oars. So it doesn't include the Avadim, and it doesn't include the Martzofim, which are the sacks that you use. It's in a container boat, it's the containers, the empty containers. And it certainly doesn't include the antiki, which is the cargo that you put in the containers. But, surprisingly, that bizman shamar lo yiva chol ma shebetocha hare kulam mechurin. Even though in other cases we would never say that the contents of your closets are included with the house, even if you say huva chol ma shebetocha, when it comes to a boat, where over there we understand that cargo and boat go hand in hand, and it's part of the boat in a sense, so then you are selling him also the containers and the cargo in the containers is one big deal. So it's different. It's also different that you'll notice that there's no difference between a netinava boat and a mechirava boat like there is in other real estate. Because again, the nature of the movability of the boat means that it's easy for me to transfer these things to wherever I want to go. So it's sort of like the livestock that we were talking about in the previous paragraph over there. It'll go with you wherever you're going, so we don't think that it's going to be included in the sale. What are each of these things? The Toren refers to the Iskaria, that's the mast. We see that in the Posek because Yechezkel is defining over here the glory of Tzur and the Gaiva. And he talks about, wow, you went ahead and you took Broshim Misnir Banulach, and they took the Erez Bilavadon Lakhu, Lasotor and Elias. You are, here we view Tzur as being a ship, because of course if it's prores in business and on the sea and sailing. So they made you now a Toren from the cedars of Lebanon. Now, obviously, if you need cedars of Lebanon, which are very strong poles, the only thing in a boat that would be need something like that would be the mast. So it's clear that a toren is a mast. The nace has got to be referring to the sails. Where do we see that? Because, the Navi continues to say, they took sheish berik mami mitzrayim, the best material, the best linen that was all embroidered with little, you know, pictures of lions and the symbol of Tzur. And they brought that to be Mifrasech. I mean, Mifrasech means it's your sail, obviously. And it says, Liyot Lecha L'Nes. So that will be your banner. But we call the sail like a banner because of its embroidery and so on. So it's the sign of the sailing boat. The Ogin. Ogin are anchors. Tani Rebbe Chia, Elo Oginim Shala, V'cheinu Omer, Halayim Tisaberna Ada Sheyigdalu, Halayim Te'agena Levilti Ayot La'ish. Will you get stuck here like with an anchor? You'll get anchored here waiting for my kids to grow up and never get married. This is the story of Naomi to Ruth and the Kalata. So we see, obviously, that an organ is something that keeps you down, anchored in one place. That means a flag, not a sail. Manhigin, Omer Ababa Elohim Mashotin Shali, the Manhigin Shalom. The manhigin, which are the drives are the oars, not the, you might think that it's maybe the rudder. No, you might think that it, well, maybe, you might think it's a rudder, but you might think it's probably the ropes with which it's pulled. Because most of these were canal boats. V'cheinu omer, but I see that it's called manhigin. Mashotim are referred to in the Pasuk as the ikar mover of a boat, because again, in the dugma of the great boat of Tzur, Alonim mi Bashan asu mishotayech, or we could say mihacha, v'yerdu mi onot me anuyotehem kol tofsei mashot, all those who are grabbers of the oars will get off of their boats, and that'll be the end of you. But meanwhile, you see that we refer to the oars as the symbolic engine of the boat. Tana Rabbanan, Amocher Tasfina, Machar, also the Iskela. Now the Iskela is the Kevesh, or the gangplank that goes up to the boat, but others have different pshatim. But Lamaisa, it seems to be in the Greek, it seems to make sense that it should be the gangplank, as the Rashbam points out. But others learn that it refers to an iskela is an oven, so that it's the galley. You sold the galley. Others learn it's the bathroom. You sold the bathroom in the boat. Ved bor amayim shebetocha, you also sell the cistern for fresh water supplies of the boat. Rabbi Natan omer amocher tasfina machar tabitzit. If you sell a ship, you've also sold lifeboats. Together with the ship, the bitzit was usually used for transferring passengers from one boat to another, or for transferring passengers where there's not a dock, so you go in a little boat that's able to go all the way up to the shore. And Rabbi Nat and Rava, Rabbi Sumchis, Imeramocher Tasvina Macharat Hadugit. Dugit is again, oh, it sounds like a little fishing boat. And Rava says that's exactly the same thing. A bitzit and a dugit is the same thing, and the different usages reflect the different locations of the people. So Rabbi Natan, who was from Bavel, he calls it a butzit, because Bavel is basically mostly swampy, and a lot of the water there can only be traversed with these little swamp boats, which are don't draw any water. So that's called, like we say, in Bavel, we talk about the butzit armeishan. So these are like these little swamp boats that are tiny boats that we use in Mishan, which is also a swampy area. Some, because it comes from Eretz Yisrael. I mean, but the boats in Eretz Yisrael, the only small boat would be fishing boats. They call it dugit, for fish. So it's a fishing boat. Kedichtiv, and we find also, actually, that the Navi describes the evacuation of the Jews from Denmark, v'achritchem b'sirot duga, that the last of you will be evacuated with little fishing boats. So you see that a sirah of duga is a way of referring to a little boat. Omar Rabba. Now this is Rabba Barachana, as we'll see later on.
Part of the big boat?
Yeah, no, so you would always keep a little boat on board. You can't do much with a big boat unless you have a dock that's meant to handle it in a harbor. But very often you need to get off of the boat. What do? You take a little boat that's tied to the side of the boat, which you often see. Yeah, but I mean, the lifeboats are usually put away out of the way. This thing is kept on the side of the boat to lower into the water whenever you need to get back and forth. Mm-hmm. They call it the dinghy. Our captain isn't here. Yeah, that's better. Sure enough, trust him to go to Tahiti when we need his. Yep. Omar Rabba. So Rabba Barachana, we'll see, this is not referring to Rabba Barachmeni. But Rabba Bar Bachana, who interestingly enough, we just quoted Reish Lakish, and indeed often is found to quote Reish Lakish. Now that we're on the subject of boats, said Rabbi Bar Chana, Ishtarli Nechut Yama, Hait Gala Dimitba Lesvina. You have these enormous, insane waves that can swallow up a boat in one gulp. It's very interesting that nobody used to believe this. It was scientifically not true that there were these enormous waves out of nowhere that would swallow up boats. It's only over the past few years that it was discovered that there really are such waves, and they're a result of again, patterns of resonance that are completely unexpected. So they'll come out of nowhere. They actually have data now, satellite data on it, try to figure out, like, you know, if there's any way to predict where these things are going to... But, I mean, you're talking about waves that could be 200 feet high. That forget about it. It's like absolutely incredible. No, he's... Huh? No. They're surface waves. They're not waves. No. That kind of thing. Fine. But this is a wave, like any other wave. It appears out of nowhere. So a type of wave that is a boat-swallowing wave is mischazek iktutzita denura chivarta bereisha. It always appears to have a tzitz is like a fringe, right? Tzitzit, of white fire along its edge. Now, again, I mean, this could be referring to an actual physical kind of wave. There is St. Elmo's fire, you know, which are electrical discharges. But the rest of it clearly is referring to something that is, we're not talking about something physical. So what you do for a wave like this is you need to have this stick, this big stick, an alvadra, a club, which has on it, engraved in it, the words, Ekye Asher Ekye, Ka Hashem Tzvakot Amen Amen Tzela, bash the wave before it gets to the boat and it disappears, V'nayim. So that's your solution. So again, this is all, we're going to be having a bunch of weird, crazy kind of metaphors in this sugya. There's a whole forum on these, even the Gro wrote a whole sefer on the Pirushim of Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. But there's a beautiful story I saw in this thing that they hand out. It's a beautiful story that that when Rabbi Yisrael Salant, somebody that was a friend of his was in Berlin. So Helmholtz was in Berlin at the time, the scientist, famous scientist. So Professor Helmholtz asked him about these insane agadas, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, and how it shows how stupid the Gemara is, and like, well, you know, like, what do you think about this, Mishigas? So he says to him, look, it's now the 19th century, and we're very modern, and listen to this. There was just now the victory of the Prussians over France, and they changed now the stamp, the seal of Prussia, to be now a eagle. And that eagle, it used to have only one head. Now the eagle has two heads. Right? And not only that, but the eagle, now with two heads, which is meant to symbolize France plus Prussia, because now, after all, we rule over France. Then one of these heads goes to Memel, the port, and the other one goes all the way to Mitz, and the wings of this Nesher goes, one of them is over Kiel, and the other one is in Binza. Now, we all understand that that is not meant to be taken seriously. This is a symbol of, but nobody says that this is stupid. Why don't they say that this is idiotic? How can people be dumb enough to make a two-headed eagle with these enormous wings to be a modern country's seal? Doesn't occur to anybody that it's anything but metaphorical and that we relate to it that way. It's if you're telling me exactly what it means without any pirushim. Noguchi says if you were intelligent enough or bad, local enough to know what it's referring to, you've understood it. It's not even something to discuss. It's so obvious. Because of the fact, I mean, this is all very nice, he says. Imagine now an archaeologist 500 years in the future digs up the seal of Prussia from the 19th century and comes up with an understanding that these were the most superstitious of people, Professor Helmholtz, that believed in two-headed eagles and had an entire worship of two-headed eagles that had these enormous wings that were bigger than the earth. I mean, they were very primitive. Okay, so you looking at the Gemara, exactly the same as the archaeologists of the future, and you don't need 1,000 years like the Gemara. Believe me, sooner than that, they will decide that you're a bunch of primitive madmen if they see your seal. And at the time, it's completely understood, and it's not far-fetched. You're going to say, some archaeologists are going to say, maybe it was just a metaphor that stood for this. What kind of pirushim, dekukim, a metaphor, what? It's obviously some kind of idol that they used to worship. Okay, so when you look at a Gemara, you have no idea what you're talking about. And you're the archaeologist, and now you're attempting to prove how primitive they are. That's a very, very beautiful story. Very beautiful story. I'll tell you one. There's another. Bring another one for the Maisa that's coming a little bit later on the daf. Okay. Again, I mean, there's a lot of pirushim. To choose a metaphorical pshat for these things is, I don't think it's the right way to go. But a Maisa, this is usually taken by most of the mefarshim. Take the approach in all of these things that Nechusa Yam is a reference to human beings who are passing through the world. And there's all kinds of dangers and waves, and they're going to be blown away by their nisyenis in life. And the Yetzer Hara here is going to look like it's always got white. It's all pure. It's all the fire, which is white, and it's pure. And giving various Eitzes on dealing with your nisyenis in life and so on. But again, it's a little childish to get into over details and metaphors where you're artificially explaining them and they don't immediately speak to you about what Rabbi Bar Bachana was referring to. No, of course, but it's usually Sisrei Torah that are not meant stam as little morality play stories. But furthermore, Amar Rab, another thing that Ishtarli Nechute Yama, those that go down to the sea, the sailors, they told me. That Bengala Lagala Tlat Mea Pars. When we know for the Gemara in Chulin, the Gemara in Chulin says that 300 is always the word that's used for dugma, for guzma. So these are exaggerations. The moment you hear 300, you already know this is not meant to be taken literally. Okay. So between each wave, there's the wavelength is 300 parsa'ot. And the height of the actual wave is tlat mea parsa. A zimne chada havi aslina b'urcha. I was once going along the road. With alinan gala, that I was picked up by this, I was on the seat, picked up now by a wave. Adek azina beymar ba'ita de kochav zuta. Until I could see where a small star was lying. And from my distance, I could see it so clearly that it appeared to me to be the size of Kemivzar Arboim Girive Bizur the Chargala, a place where you could throw in the 40 containers of seeds of mustard you could plant there. Now, if I would have gotten any closer, I would have gotten burned from the heat. Medalina Tveya Vemaklino Mihavli. And I hear one wave says to the next, Veromele Gala Kalva Lachaverta, seeing that the wave was so high. Chaverti, dear friend, Shavak mi to be Amid Elosha Tafte, you seem to have done a good job of wiping out the earth. Is there anything left that I can get to? The night they Anav and Avde, I could still come and blow away the rest. Omalei, so the first wave says to the second wave, Pok Chosi Gevurta Damarech. Look, you think that you're so great. Look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power. That Afilu Molei Chuta Chola, V'lo Avri. All you need is a little tiny bit of sand, and that's it. It stops the greatest wave because we don't have rishus to go over that sand. Shenemar, because we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu now is saying, Aotilo tironu umashem. You're not afraid of me, asher samti chol gvul hayam, chok olam, v'lo yavrenu. It cannot be crossed. So this, again, I mean, this is taken to be remozim for gaiva. People they think they're so great that they get all the way up to where they're liable to. The higher they go, the harder they fall, as they say in English. And this is the downfall of people, is they think they're so great that they're like the tzaddikim, because it says Batzdiki Arabim, Kikochavim, so they figured since they have a little piece of the action, they're already roid to be like the Tzadiki Alma. And the Maisa, it's a good thing they're not burnt up from their own guy. They get a little bit higher, and that's all that'll be left of you. Okay, Amar Rabba, another thing he said. Now, I saw Hurman, was his name of a shade, who is the son of Lilith, and he was running on top of the wall of Mechuzah. Now, you'll remember, again, for the Remez, that Mechuzah, there were a lot of Tamei Chachamim in Mechuzah, but, as the Gemara says, the best of Mechuzah goes straight to hell. It's like L.A. All they're into is the show and the swimming pools and so on and so forth. So, on the wall, which is meant to be the Shuras, the Keach HaTorah and the Keach HaDin, they were very makbid. And then you had over there, basically, a shade. This is the shade. Hurman is always the shade that refers to sensual pleasures. So you have this shade is running along the wall as if to show that's what L.A. is all about, you know. So this is the wall of Hollywood, so to speak. And underneath, there's this guy who isn't, he's just riding on his little horse. And the Rajbam brings that he can't keep up, that Hurman can't keep up with him. Others understand that the Pashtus is that he can't keep up with Hurman. And that the Gra understands it that way, that somebody who's riding his horse, meaning his own body, his chamor, is riding on his own chiyuta. And he doesn't go up to be like the shadim that are all into themselves and into their tanuge haguf. So they can't even keep up because these guys they've got a lot of motivation, you know. So they've got everything going for them. And here's this poor guy who's busy fighting his Yetzer Hara and looking like a slob, and he really can't get anywhere. So you can't keep up with him.
The fast lane.
The fast lane goes fast. The other guy, exactly. The other guy feels like he's in a slow lane. And one time, Zimna Charavim, Sargalei Tartikud Naita, one time they saddled up for him two mules, because that's the most he could do anyway, it's all sterile stuff, you know. So two mules, and they put the two mules over the two, one was on one bridge over the river Drungan, and the other one was on the other one. And here was this shade that was really going to town, and he was Shava Mihailahai, Mihailahai. He was really, I mean, this guy was fit as could be, he just came out of the gym. He was jumping from one bridge to the other bridge. And not only that, he was showing off. So he was holding, you know, one glass of scotch in one hand and a glass of whiskey in the other hand. They're filled to the brim. He's throwing them up in the air, catching them, pouring the contents of one to the other. The other, this guy is like really, he's going high. So he's Trey Mazgit, a Chamra, the other, he's Murik, Lahai, Lahai, Mahai, Lahai. And let me tell you something, Lanatva Nitifusa La'ara. Now one drop touches the ground. Because basically it's all about him, you see. Voto ayom, and that you should know, that was a stormy day. Yalusha mayim yirdu de'omotavi. I mean, that was the kind of day they talk about in the psukim. But then they found out about it. Adeshamu be'malchuta. So the king sent the cops to take him down, and they shot him. That was the end of Hurman Bar Lilit. That's it. They cut loose. I saw the Rashbam, maybe there was a shot that he was like semi-human. His father was human, and he had a child with this shade that was Lili. It was the mother of all the shading. The Melech was afraid he was going to take over the Malchus. Okay, but again, the way it's taken to be Ramazan to the fast lane people and the slow lane people and the show offs get tased by the Melech. Okay, I'm welcome. Okay, Omar Rabba, Lididi Chazi, there was Zila Bar Yumid Avikahar Tabor. I'm telling you, I saw a baby, newborn, or Zila, or Zila's the Re'im. The Re'im doesn't really have a, it's this gigantic animal. And the baby was so big, it was the size of Har Tabor. How big is Har Tabor? Tabor is Arbo Parsim, of Arboim Parsa. And the thing had such a long neck that the neck was three Parsa'od long. And the place where we put its head down, Beimar Ba'atat HaReisha, was at Parsanahef. And the only thing this thing did, it didn't have a diaper, you see. So Rama Kufta, one piece of dung from this animal, from this baby animal, stopped up the whole Jordan River. Sochar Leili Ardana. This is a good one. because I mean, here it's talking about, many learned talking about babies, meaning baby Talmidei Chachamim who think they're real great, but they haven't learned anything. So they have necks that are so long, they're sticking up into the clouds. And they think they can say this chat and that chat. I mean, after all, they already have an art scroll. Now they can say they're whatever they want, and they're big Talmidei Chachamim. They went through a 12-month course of 70 ways to be a Lamdan in Bris. And now they're ready to talk. But Lamaisa, all that they produce is garbage. And with that garbage, they can seal up all of the Mayim, which is Torah, until it manages to float it away. So this, we always know that Bar Be'Rav, the Chad Yuma, is a reference to a Talmud Chacham, doesn't have sufficient background. So they call him a kindergarten boy. So they learn that into this. Okay. Another Ma'isam Rabba Barbachana, Ledidi Chazali, Akrukta. I saw a frog that was so big that it was the size of Akra Dagrunia. Now, you know how big Akra Dagrunia was? How big is that? Well, it's 60 houses, okay? Comes along now, a tanin, this big fish, and swallows the frog. But Asa Pushkantza Ubala Tanin, now this big crow comes along, swallows up the tanin that had swallowed the frog, and goes and flies up and it rests on a tree. And Salak Vyasi Bilana. Now can you imagine how strong that tree must have been? Tarchazi Kama Nafish Chele Bilana. Amar if Papa Barshmo, I could tell you something. If I wasn't there, I wouldn't have believed a word of this. But I saw it myself. So Eloi Vayatam Lohim, I wouldn't believe even Rabba Barbara Khan is such a crazy story. Yeah, one of the cutest explanations of this story is that it's a remes to Temech Tera. That the tree is Temech Tera. And he's saying what he saw in Eretz Yisrael. The Akrukta, remember that a frog is called Svardeya. Svardeya means the morning of knowledge. So an Akrukta, Safar Deya, either the shouts, right? It's a morning of light. Like Nahar Deya for Nahar Da. So Talmidei Chachamim are often compared to frogs because they're constantly speaking, day and night, always speaking to her. So it comes along now, these poor guys, they don't have any support. So the people that are supposed to support them just end up swallowing them up. You know, sending this file, this application. This means why they have no time to learn. They're so busy raising money. Comes along now, this crow. So the crow is supposed to be, this is the gross guy, the crow means you have to be rough to your family like an oireh, you know. You don't care about support. Just learn. You'll end up having a tree that is so solid that all the people will come to provide for you. So Rav Papa Bashmo was from Babel, said, I never saw nobody in L.A. give tzedakah like that. If I hadn't seen it in my own, that I came visited Eretz Yisrael and I saw there's really people like this, I never would have believed it. It's very cute. The Omar Rabba Barbara Chana. Zimna Chodah v'chazina b'svinata v'chazina nahukara d'yatfale achlotina v'uzia v'atru amaya v'shadyo l'guda v'chor v'minei shitin m'chuzi v'ocho m'nei shitin m'chuzi u'mocho m'nei shitin m'chuzi. We once were traveling along in a boat and we saw this large fish that an ochlatina literally means a mud eater. Some type of sherez, which is one of the things that is an example of a small thing that can destroy a large thing. So this is like an insect that got into its literally nostrils, gills. Anyway, what happened is umit, that word is missing, but the Bach puts it in it. So the fish died, and it got washed up on shore, v'yatru maya, v'shadyu l'guda, and it ended up, the water pushed it out onto the shore, and it was so large, that Chorv Mine Shitin Machuzi, 60 towns were buried in its body. Echo Mine Shitin Machuzi, and another 60 towns used its meat of this fish and survived on its meat. And another 60 towns were mochomine, shitin b'chuzet. They salted the fish. And they were able to be molo michad gagala diene, just from one eyeball, they were able to fill tlas mea garbi masha, 300 barrels of oil. And then v'chi hadran, we got back v'ata'an. Lebata tresi yarchishat, was 12 months later, all that was left was the bones. Chazina davekom enasre kishure migarbi. We saw that people were sitting and sawing beams out of the bones of this skeleton of this fish for metalalta. So they had the korot for the new homes that they were building to rebuild the 60 towns that it had drowned. So v'yatve l'mavninu hanach machusi. And they used these beams for building the towns that would rebuild these 60 towns. The Omer Rabba Rabba Chana, there's a number of interesting stories. One story that it brings here is another Meisah where Rabbi Yisrael Salanto was asked about this particular thing. And it was not long after Gezerah that the government had against areas that Jews were not allowed to live, and they had to evacuate like whole cities. Yeah, so he wrote back, and if I told you there was one drop of ink that drowned 60 towns, you would think I'm crazy. There's one drop of ink, they signed that decree. That was the end of 60 pounds. Obviously this is a remez to however one understands it, but the obvious explanation is that we're talking about recycling, that something that could appear to be very, very powerful ends up leaving its impact only in that it's able to be used to rebuild what it was that was initially destroyed. From, you could see remez into this even in the Soviet Union. The continued approach of most of the Svarim has to do with, again, with Talmid Chachomim, and the loss of an Adam Gadol, or a Tzaddik, or the concentrating on what you can get out of something. I don't really go in very much for homilies. Anybody can say whatever they want. The point is to catch the pattern that it's referring to. No, these were very. Rabbi Baruch Chana used to travel a lot, so these were various remozim. These are like the stories of Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman actually has a lot of stories based on Rabbi Baruch Chana. He's Masbir Rabbi Baruch Chana, he has a sefer on Rabbi Baruch Chana. But the stories were often used to convey either Sisrei Kabbalah or things that people could relate to. Over here, most take it to be Teres HaNisi. I was once going on a ship, we saw a fish that we didn't realize was a fish. We thought it was an island. This is like a common literary. And there was so much sand that had built up on the back of this fish that it looked like reeds that were growing out of its out of the land. It looked like an agam. Looked like a swamp. So Savina Niavashte, we thought, here's a nice island, and we'll make a barbecue. So Savkino, Viafina and Bashmin and Agabi. So we're sitting there making our barbecue, all of a sudden gets a little warm for the fish. So Vikatcham Gabe, when its back was getting hot, is hapech. So it's turned over to cool off. And he loved having the carvis finata, avatavina, and if that boat hadn't been nearby, boy, we would never have made it back to the boat. It's a fantastic shot. Fantastic shot in this by the Nesivas. Apparently it was a Kabbalah, this shot, because it appears in Rishonim that this is a reference to before the coming of Mashiach, Klal Yisrael will be able to take over other nations, and they think it's safe territory. So they sit there and they go out and they make barbecues, and they figure they can settle onto other nations that finally get fed up with them and turn upside down, and then they need to come back and do tshuva and come back to the Svina in order for them to be very interesting. Yeah. The Omer Rabba Barba Chanezim Nachadav Kaslina B'Svinata. We were once traveling on a boat. Now this boat ended up caught in a travel Sagai Svinata Ben Shitzah the Shitzah the Kavara. It was traveling between a fin at the rear of a fish and a fin at the head of a fish. For 3 days. 3 days and three nights. Tlata yume v'tlata leiluta. And by the way, we weren't going in the same direction. The fish was going against the current, and we were going with the current, you see. So, il bezekifa v'ana b'shipula. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking we were probably on a slow boat to China, right? Well, let me tell you something. We were on a boat that was faster than a speeding bullet. You think that that boat wasn't moving, baby. Let me tell you, because Kiyata Rav Dimi knew about that boat, and he said that Kamecham Kumkama, the Maya, by the time it takes you enough to warm up one kettle full of water, Mazgir Shitin Parse, this boat was able to travel 60 parsot in that time. As a matter of fact, once Shari Parsha Gira, there was a soldier who shot a bullet, or an arrow, in the Kodmalay, and the boat got there before the arrow did. So this boat was moving. And so Rav Ashi said, I know what fish that was. That was a Gildana de Yama Havoy, because the Gildana eat like tre shaitzi. It's got one fin on one end and one fin on the other. That's the only fish I know like this. It's a pretty small fish. But I guess this one must have gotten overgrown a bit. Again, so this is viewed as a rebbe's to the umais, the sharks, so to speak. They want to rip apart Klal Yisrael with the fins. They're going against the current because they're going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. I don't like homilies. V'yom HaRabba Bar Brachana. Zim Nachor Ava Zlina B'Sfinata V'Chazina Nahut Sifra T'Koymat Kartzulei B'Maya V'Reishe B'Rakia. One time I was taking one of my boat trips, and I see this bird that's sitting, it seems to be in shallow water, because it's really only up to its ankle in the water. And it's got a very long neck, one of these necks that it makes it all the way up in the clouds, So it's sitting with its head in the clouds. And so we figured, how much could the water be? The thing is, it's barely covering its feet, So I mean, like a Maya. So we figured we'd go out and take a swim. So, lachut la kure nafshin. Before we jumped off the boat into the swimming pool, nafik bat kalava amalan, oh boy, Batsko came out, don't jump here. Lo techu tohacha, because let me tell you something. Now, father de chatzitzel of Arnagra, a carpenter dropped a plane here once, and it's been 7 years, and it hasn't gotten to the bottom. So, this is no place to go swimming. Is that because it's so deep? It's because of the currents. Mishum deradife maya, the currents are terrible here. And if you jump off, then you're going to drown. So again, here, obviously, the Ramazim of a Harash we just had in the Haftorah, this week's Parsha. That's the Harash, the Holy Palm, that's shame. Avram, the Harash is always viewed as Tamir Chachomim, or very, let Nagra, Babar Nagra, is not a carpenter who can figure out this sugya. We always call difficult sugyas rough for carpenters. So this is taken to be pretty generally a warning against weirdos with their heads in the cloud who think that they can dabble, which is what this bird was doing. It was dabbling. Just added something. They think they can dabble in science and in Kabbalah. They understand everything. So Basco said, we figured, so we'd also dabble a little, So Basco came out and said, a carpenter once dropped his plane just to understand the simple issues in front of him over here. It's been 7 years. There's so much complexity. There's no way. But if you think you're going to dabble, forget about it. You're not going to get anywhere. So it's obviously those who are against learning Kabbalah used it as a thing. It's Kabbalah. Om Rav Ashi, that is called Ahu Ziz Sadayu. That's a reference to the bird that is referred to in Tehillim. It says, Yadati Kalof Harim V'Ziz Sadai Imadi. So that means that it's called basically the ledge of the field. So you think that fields are easy to understand, but believe me, they're with me. They're not things you're gonna figure out by dabbling. I was once traveling to the desert. I saw there were these geese that were so incredibly fat that they literally couldn't hold on to their feathers. Their feathers were pushed out by the amount of oil that was coming out that's generally there to protect the feathers. As they were walking, there were rivers of oil that were flowing beneath them. It's always a remez to Eilam Haba. That's the Maase with Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas. Right in Tainis, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him the 13 rivers of Mashkim. Same lotion over here. So Amina La, so Lohu, I asked these geese. Let me ask you something. Itlan begavaiku chalkala amalati. Do we have a piece of the action over here? This looks pretty good. We have a piece of the action in Olam Haba. And one of them, so Doli Chada Gatfa, V'chada Dali Atma. So one of them waved a wing, and one of them waved a thigh. You know, you got the white meat and the dark meat. Yeah, that's right. So that's available for those who know how to get it. I said over this vision to Rebbe Elazar, and he said to me, "Atidim Yisrael liten alayim et adin." The Klal Yisrael is going to have to pay for this, that they let this build up to such an extent that they weren't yet zeicha to the teiva that is muchan for them. Omer Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Are not the only reason they argue on Rabbi Meir is because of a crash kovidorush, because he came lift of kro the imet stay miknatoash lo achuzato or lo stay achuzato. But what do you have to say? Lo mi stay achuzato tells you at sheina ruyaliot stay achuzat at any point. Even at the time of Pidyon, yatztazor shuruyaliot stay achuzat. Omer Ravuna Charuva Murkav and Sadana Shikma Torat Ilana Lav veTorat Karka Lav Torat Ilana Lav Deichad Agdish Ozavin Shnei Ilanot VeHa Yeshlo Karka Torat Karka Lav Dulamizdavin Agav Ara VeOmer Ravuna Omer Sheshpo Sataim Torat Omer Lav veTorat Gadish Lav Torat Omer Lav deShnei Omerim Shikra Shnayim VeLoinan Shikra Torat Gadish Lav deTzan Omer Sheshpo Sataim VeShachacho Ena Shikra. Omer Rabba Barba Chanom Resh Lakish Charuva Murkab V'Sadana Shikma Banu L'Machloket Reb Nachman Barabi Yossi V'Rabbanan. Why not just say Machloket Reb Shimon V'Rabbanan? Because Akamashman the Reb Nachman Barabi Yossi K'Reb Shimon Svirolei Hamokret Asvina Machrat Atoren V'Tanes V'Taogin V'Kalaman Iginota Avol Lo Machar Lo Davadim V'Lo Damar Tzofim V'Lo Antiki V'Zman Shamar Lo Yi. Toren is the Iskari of Bechenu Omer Erez Milavanon Lokulasot Toren Aleya. Neis is the Adara of Bechenu Omer Sheish Brik Mami Mitzrayim Yuprosh Erech Liot Lachlanes. Ugin, Tani Rebchid, that's the Uginin. Bechenu Omer Alahin Te Saberna Ad Asher Yigdalu. Alahin Te Agena Levilti Ayod Leish. Maniyin Omer Babi Elam Ashotim Shela. Bechenu Omer Alonimi Bashad Asum Mishotayich. Omar Rabba Yishtoli Nechute Yama Haigala de Mitvele Svina Mitchazi Kitzutziyata de Nura Chivarta Beresha Umechino Lai Bealvate de Chakika Lai Ekia Asher Ekia Eka Hashem Tzvakot Amin Amin Tzela. And then it'll be Nayach. Omar Rabba Yishtoli Nechute Yama Ben Gala La Gala Tlat Mea Parsi Veruma De Gala Tlat Mea Parsi Zimna Choda Ave Azlina Biurcha ודלינן גאלה עד דחזינה במרבעת דקוך וזוטה והווה לה כמיבזה רבים גירו ובזרו דחרדלה ודלינן תווה ומקלינה מהאבלה ורומי לגאלה קלה לחברתה חברתי שווק מידי ביאמן לא שתפתי דניתי ענה ונעבדי אמר לה להכהק פוק חזי גבורתי למורך מלאכות החלה ולא אבי שנאמר אותי לא תיראונו ומשם אם מפני לא תכילו אשר שמתי חול גבול הים חוק עולם ולא יעברנו. אמר רבא לדידי חזילי הורמין בר לילת כי כרואי את הקופה דשודה מחוזה ורואי את פרשה כי רוכב חיבת המתעתוי ולא יוכלי זימנה קודם ומסרגן לתרת קודניאטה וקיימין על עצרי גישרי דרונגדן. At the time that he's holding Trey Maskin Chama Biyadi, and he's pouring Mi'ay Lahai, Mi'ay Lahai, now one drop drops out, and Otoayom, whoo, what a storm, Yalu Shamayim, Yeradu Talmot Abe, and he can't get away with this, Ad Shama Be'machuta, and they took him down. Amar Rabba, the Didi Chazit Yerzila Bar Yume, Davika Har Tabor, Har Tabor Kama Abe, Arba Parse, Umash the Tavori Tlat Parse, ובי מרוואתה דרשע פרסו ופרגה רומא קופתה וסוחר לירדנה. יאמר רבא ברבא חנו לדידי חזר ויהו הקרוקתה דאבי בקי אקרדה גרוניה כמה יאבי שיתם באתי עתה תנינה בולה Ata fushkanza ubala latanina. Salak viata bilana. Tachazi kama nafish chela de ilana. Omra papa bar Shmuel, man, I could tell you, lo avayata, lo imne. That's it? Yeah.